person can become pretty secure when the riding the wave of fame and success and everything just seems to be going their way. And that was King Saul. We've talked about him this entire week. He was a young man who was thrust into greatness, and it was as much a surprise to him as it was to anybody else. And he didn't really know how to handle the fame. As I said yesterday on the broadcast, that's a story that hasn't changed over all these years. And especially in the day and age in which we're living now, because people can become extremely successful at a very, very young age and not even have nearly any maturity about them to even know how to handle it. And everything goes great until all of a sudden that fame is challenged some way or another. And this has become their security. And they've come to the place where they believe the press, and they believe the crowds, and the people who are chanting their name and wearing their T-shirts and wearing their hats, and they go, "Man, I'm just the best thing that ever happened." And then something happens. Maybe there's another young person who has come up behind them now, and then their fame is becoming greater than your fame, and all of a sudden that security blanket they had is now being threatened and challenged, and now the insecurity begins to set in. And that's a terrible, terrible problem to have when you have no training or background or any ability to be able to deal with it, especially if that person does not have a relationship with God. I had an athlete on my radio program one time. I won't tell you his name. I don't have permission to give you his name, but I'll tell you what happened. He simply said to me, he said, after a moment of greatness in his life, he said to himself, he says, "Is that all there is?" Like the old song, "Is that all there is?" And that set him on a course to where, as he began to expand his greatness in the particular field that he was in, to finally when he came one day when he realized that the only thing that could solve this insecurity in his life was a relationship with God. And he gave his heart to Christ, and it totally changed his life. Well, you see, that story could be told time and time again. The only problem is that a lot of people never come to that reality. And they began to turn to other things instead. And then one day we wake up and we hear on the news, well, so-and-so has died. They committed suicide. Or something happened to where they so damaged their body because of the misuse of chemicals and different things. And now it's a tragic story. Well, I think in a lot of ways that's the story of Saul. It's because he didn't know how to handle this fame. They didn't know how to find God in his life. And his life became a tragedy as a result. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.